Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositsky with Dharma name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwangna Popsanam about Borim. Have good insights. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwangna Popsanam, 12,011, April 28, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. While practicing, we sometimes feel as though we have seen our self-nature. On such occasions, we can mostly see and realize our self-nature, but that duration does not last long, because we once again return to the present I. Thereafter, whatever self-nature we saw and realized seems to disappear. However, when we continue to witness and experience that feeling, we can realize our self-nature. At the same time, we immediately have difficulties believing what we saw, because we have yet to emerge from the suffering of Sengno Pyongsa. It is also difficult due to our own impurities, which in other words is the karma that still remains. Thus, it becomes even harder to believe what we see. So, from ancient times, whenever practitioners had such a situation, they always sought out a master to discuss or inquire what they should do. When the master saw a practitioner realizing their self-nature, then the master would give a different method of practice. This period or phase is called Borim, which means the time we try to maintain our self-nature. To illustrate, even though the sixth patriarch had received transmission from the fifth patriarch, Hong In, he took 15 years to fully culminate during the time of Borim. Finally, after those 15 years, he himself appeared in front of the people and announced himself as the sixth patriarch. Each individual is different. Some people realize faster than others. For example, while Sukamuni Buddha was in the face of Borim, he saw the star in the dark night and realized his self-nature, thereby becoming enlightened. At that time, all the karma and impurities disappeared, and the four sufferings of Sengno Pyongsa were eliminated as well. Thereafter, comfort, happiness and quietude were attained. Therefore, even if he worked hard, he lived a most happy life. This means that in the place of no birth and no death, there is neither any impurity nor ignorance. After we attain our own true place in this Saha world, we see the suffering of all sentient beings. Hence, Sukamuni Buddha's wisdom always shines in order to save them. So, today, tomorrow, and infinitely, he helps and guides all sentient beings into wisdom. Ignorance makes everyone suffer. On the other hand, wisdom shines like a lantern for everyone. Similarly, when wisdom emerges and radiates, there is light and sometimes it disappears. Thus, when we realize our self-nature, we know that this is our identical or similar self. The reason the Popsanam gives you this kind of teaching is that all of you who have been practicing for a long time need such instruction. The Popsanam is relaying it for you to gain understanding at this stage of your practice. Thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsanam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsanam. I wish you a wonderful, nice, and happy week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.